We're not a subtle building. You walk in and it's six floors of stacks of rare books all the way to the ceiling. Especially on a day like today, it's actually a little cloudy. You have a nice brown, soft look through the marble as the sunlight sort of comes through the marble. And it's a very, I view it as a comforting feeling. The marble is blocking the ultraviolet light, which books and any or art or anything else does not like.
There's this phrase that always comes up, the treasure box.
Yes.
When you walk in the Beinecke, I think part of that idea of the treasure box really comes to life because here's this box with the marble grid, and then you come in and inside it is the glass box full of beautiful old volumes, the six stories of them. And so it's like that special box within the box, right?
Yes, it's certainly a special, and it's also as you start looking at the titles, you start realizing what's here. So you see on the first floor, you see our collection of incunables, and these are books printed after in the first 50 years after Gutenberg. And you look around the lower left-hand side, there's books from the 1742 library. These were books that were at Yale when the first catalog was created, less than 50 years after it started. And then if you go up, I've been here long enough where I can tell you like floor by floor. So two floors up is our English literature collection. So if you wanted to see Defoe, Swift, Pope, all of those books are there. All the way up to the top, there's a collection of Charles Dickens. There's a collection of Joseph Conrad. So the whole diversity of the collections are displayed in the tower.
And speaking of going back to the beginnings, one of the most famous things that's always on exhibit, let's go take a look, right?
Yep. Yeah, so we have a copy of the Gutenberg Bible. We are one of about, I think, 40 to 50 copies still exist in the world. Our copy is in two volumes, so basically the Old Testament and the New Testament. And Gutenberg, it was printed in approximately 1450 or so, took him a couple of years to print. And so it was a major laborious process. It wasn't a simple, oh, I'm going to go down to the local copy shop and they'll just whip one off for me.
And this was, to remind people, this was the first major book in the West printed with movable type.
Correct.
This is ground zero for the book in Western civilization.
Correct. I mean, if you look at this and then you just, and then it's behind you, you see this tower extending up and you can think, okay, this started it, and then you can see how far it extended and how much was being printed. So we're about ready to enter into the courtyard level. And so this is the research level of the library. And so this is where the scholarship, the teaching happens.
And tell me more about research, because I think a lot of us now, we think we're living in this world where everything is digitized.
Yes, so we are a rare book library, so we are interested in the artifact, the actual item, so the book, the manuscript, the letter. And although we do digitize much of our material, at some level you need to see what does it actually look like. So what does a reader how did a reader handle a book from 1632? What did it look like? Is it a leather-bound book? Is it wrapped in vellum? What are the pages? What's the size of it? And you don't get that feel when you're looking at a digital image. Or maybe it has annotations or marginalia that you can't see with the digital copy, or the copy that was on Google doesn't have the marginalia because ours is a unique copy. And so being able to see and handle that material for a scholar is important because it provides the context of the work they're doing, or just handling letters. There are thousands of letters that we have here, and there's no way we can possibly digitize all of them. Some are too fragile. Some are just, you know, important for one scholar, but they're not necessarily important for thousands of people to look at. We're at the research level. We're going to go into the stacks and we go up to the upper floors. So we're out looking out over the library itself. So hopefully you don't mind heights.
Okay. Because it's like being in this transparent box.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a bit disconcerting.
So we're just coming out now to the elevator and to see some of the stacks in that glass box inside. And so we're sort of wending our labyrinthine way out to the outside. And wow, yeah.
So I mean, if you're uncomfortable, we should go back in. But so you're basically
I'm okay.
Okay. Yes, when I'm up here, I'm not a great person for heights, and I've learned over the years to stay close to the stacks and not on the other side. So
yeah, because it's like you're on this precipice with this glass wall going right down to the floor, looking down into the big cube of the library, bounded by the marble panels. And you know, there's that smell and look to the books that.
Yes.
that.
So what you do because we're in a closed environment and you have lots of leather and lots of paper squeezed together. It's not a musty smell, but you do smell the leather. You smell the paper, and you know, it becomes, I'm not sure, addictive. I think it was addictive. I've been a librarian too long, so I find it a very appealing smell. And it actually changes because you can be in this particular area, it's mostly cloth bound, and an area where it's mostly leather bound, it's a different type of smell.
And when you think of the breadth and the depth of what's here, I mean, what does this library mean that's different from all other libraries?
Well, I think a couple of different things. One, we're trying to document human knowledge and the process of creating knowledge. But we're also important that it's also a place where research and scholarship is actually happening. So it's not just that we are a mausoleum for the book. Equally as important is that we're teaching students how to look at an old book, how to look at a manuscript, how to do research in those, and creating that new knowledge, the new novel that might be written, that new biography that might be written.
E.C. Schroeder, director of the Beinecke Rare Book and Manuscript Library, thanks for showing us around.
You're quite welcome.